I am what it says I am.
It is my rule and guide
to my daily living.
I will read it.
I will study it.
I will use it
that I might gain wisdom
through my obedience
to His commands,
which will lead me
to eternal life
with Him.
Oh, say it like you mean it, right?
I tell you what, where would we be if we didn't have the Bible?
Well, our text this morning is going to be Matthew 11. It's a very short text, but it says a lot. So we're going to talk about what it says this morning. Matthew 11, beginning with verse number 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Isn't that good to know? We can take anything to the Lord. You know, some people have tried morality to save them. Well, just because you have good morals doesn't mean that you're going to heaven. You can live a good life. You can live a life that ministers to people. But those morals will not get you to heaven. And then some people have trusted in their church attendance to take them to heaven. Just because you come to church doesn't mean you're going to heaven.
Amen.
Just because you're a member of a church doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Amen. There's only one thing that will save you, and that is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some people trust in their good works, you know, doing things for others, making sure they have what they need. But, you know, my Bible doesn't say anything about that being the way to heaven. And some people trusted in their giving away money. You know, I look at it this way. The Lord sees to our needs at the church. And when we give of love to the offering. But giving to the offering will not get you to heaven.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen that way. But Jesus says to come unto me. So let's talk about that. Come. Let's reason about that. You know, every day, I don't care who you are, I don't care if you're the pastor of the church or the newest member of the church, when you come to church and come before God, we need to make certain that we're not being called by God to do something. We were talking about this a little bit in Sunday school that, you know, when you hear, when you're sitting in church and you hear, man, you know, this week has been terrible, I need to go to the altar. Well, you're feeling that in your heart. Why are you feeling it in your heart? Because the Holy Spirit's talking to you, man, get clean. Get clean. So Jesus is always calling us to come to Him. We were talking this morning, you know, about Larry the Cable Guy. All the things that he did wrong, the first thing he'd do is look up and say, Lord, forgive me for that there. Well, you know, if you've done something, that's a good prayer to pray. Lord, forgive me for that there. Forgive me for acting the way I did. Forgive me for answering Billy the way I did. Forgive me for insulting Mark. He was a blessing this week. He brought me a generator to use. And it worked, didn't it? Man. So you see, the Lord calls us not just to come to Him, but He calls us to do things. You know, Mark has a giving heart, and so does Jenny, just to put up with him. But we all should have that giving heart. I may not have money to give you. I may not have food, but I can sure give you the Word of God and what it says about how to be saved. Because there's only one way to come unto God, and that's through Jesus Christ. He wants us to come to Him. You know, this old world that we live in is temporary. Well, I just lived down the street, so I thought I'd start coming to church up here. Well, that's all well and good if the Lord's moving you to come to church here. But if you're not a Christian, you need to listen to what else He's telling you. Because just coming to church is not going to do it. Because it's temporary. If you're not a Christian, what you pick up here on Sunday morning is temporary. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but some of y'all may remember the day after you were saved, old Satan was telling, man, what happened yesterday wasn't nothing. It wasn't anything important. Don't worry about it. It's over. It's done with. Forget about it. Well, that's the world talking. That's the way our world is today. They don't want you to know the Jesus that I know. Okay, we're going to say it together. I saw 9 people sleeping. And there's only 10 people here. No, I'm just kidding. Jesus knows my heart. Okay, now we're going to say it again. And we're all going to say it again. Jesus knows my heart. Why does He know your heart? Because He's pushing you to do things. Now, Joe, I know it's your big birthday, but you get out in that aisle and get down that altar this morning. And all of you who went to her birthday party just to get cake, you need to come to altar this morning. But that's temporary. That was just an earthly birthday. She's awaiting the grand birthday. Amen. The new beginnings for her. Because you see, anything that goes on in this world is just temporary. It's not going to last forever. It's temporary. Because one of these days, if you're a Christian, you're leaving this temporary world and you're going to an eternal world. An eternal reward that only comes to you through the blood that was shed on the cross by Jesus Christ. It's the only place to get it. Jesus said that He was the only way to come to God. Well, why is that? Because He died for that earthly part of us. We're still in this earthly body, but He died for the heart, that we might live for Him, we might come to know Him in the way He wants us to know Him, and not just come to Him praising Him, but in a time of need, it's when we come to Him. Sometimes the old burdens of this world get heavy, and they may be temporary, but they sure are hard to carry till they're gone. There's no other way to God except through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. And through Him, through Jesus Christ, we can be reunited with our great Creator. And I love what the Bible says. I am that I am. I am who I am. I am is God. I am is God the Creator. I am is Jesus Christ, the resurrected Savior, the great I Am. Jesus said, I am God's only Son sent from heaven to save man. That's what He died for. He died on the cross. I know that He knew when He came to this earth that He came to die. He knew that. How did He know it? Because He's part of God. If God knows it, He knows it. If He sees it, God knows it. It's all part of God. The Holy Spirit that's in your heart, Jesus Christ who saved you by dying on the cross, and God who created you. So see, there's three separate parts, and all three have a function in our life today. He gives us a personal invitation. Think back when you were called to come to Christ. Did you come because the pastor said, come on down and be saved today by uniting yourself with Jesus Christ? Did he say that? Or did you come because your heart was saying, you need to go. You need to go. When you hear that heart talking to you, it's not your conscience, it's the Holy Spirit. And you need to listen to what he says, because you may be receiving that personal invitation. That invitation is given to people who are weary of life down here on this earth. And I know there's a lot of people out there that's in a lot worse shape than I am financially. But there's a lot that's in a better place than I am financially. But what do? We help others. As we can, we help others. You know, I'm not going to point out the people in this church that I know have helped others, because a lot of you have helped in ways that I don't know about. Y'all wouldn't have known that Mark brought me a generator if I hadn't told you. That's an act of brotherly love. That's an act that has spread by the love of Jesus. So this love, this invitation of love, is given to people who are weary of life. It's also given to people who labor and are heavy laden with the problems of this world. You get sometimes let the problems of the world get you down. Now I'm being serious. Think just a minute to yourself. Do you sometimes get weighed down by the problems of this world? Well, if you don't, at one time or another, worry about how I'm going to do this or how I'm going to do that, there's an invitation offered to you. Come to God. Come to Jesus and be saved, or go to God with your laden, you're heavy laden. Go to Him. Because you see, He can overcome the things of this world, because He overpowers things in this world. For that I'm thankful. He overpowers Satan. So He comes to those who are weary and heavy laden with the problems of the world. You see, the world cannot solve the problems that you have here. The world can't solve it. Did the world solve that tree you had to have cut down a couple of years ago? No, you had to do that, didn't you? Is the world going to solve the problems I have with the damage in my house from the storm? No. I'm going to do that. But you know what? The good Lord has blessed me with what I need to do that. So it's not a burden to me. But if I was not blessed, because at one time Belinda and I were living on, the only income we had was what I was drawing temporarily under Social Security supplemental insurance. That wasn't much money. And if something like this would have happened then, I'd probably be worrying about how I was going to take care of it. I don't have to worry. You see, God has power over this world. And we can be thankful that He does. This personal invitation can be given to those who try to find something to satisfy their weary souls. Weary souls. We all get weary of the things of this world. And I don't get any more weary than I do when it's politic time. Can I do anything about it? Not me personally. But I can go to the polls and vote the way God would have me to vote. But I can't change that. There's nothing in this world that will satisfy my weary soul. And maybe if a lot of things in this world that could satisfy Ken Hackney, the walking around flesh and blood man. But there's nothing in this world that can overcome the soul that I received the day I was saved. So I will not be weary There's nothing here to satisfy. But Jesus says unto us, Faith, come unto me. Miss Linda, come unto me. That's what he says that to each one of us. When you have a need or your soul is worried or you're not sure what decision to make, if you're facing health problems, you don't have to worry about it because God's in control of it. And as long as God is in control, why do you have to worry? Why do you worry? So, you see, Jesus said to come unto me. First of all, what did he say? I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Well, let me tell you, first of all, this morning, there is no rest for the wicked. There is no rest for the disruptive. There is no rest for someone who is not a Christian because they're always worried about something. You see, the wicked, the disruptive people, you know, they're kind of like being on a troubled sea. Ride the waves in troubled water and let the waves take you wherever it wants to because you have no control over where you want to go. If you want to go to that lighthouse back there and you have no way to get there and the wind's blowing you out to sea, what are you going to do? What in the world can save you? Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Jesus said that if you come to him, he will restore your soul. When you have a need or a desire or a problem of some sort, and you pray to God, and he comes to you, and he welcomes you, what does it do? It makes your soul happy because you don't worry about it anymore. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen to me here on this earth when I die, because when I die, I'm not going to be here. That old body might be here, but I'm not. He said that he would give us rest for our body, and that he will give us rest for our soul. You'll no longer have to be in the bondage of fear. In the bondage of fear. How many were, well, I don't know if any of y'all got up when the storm hit Tuesday morning. Well, whatever I tell you right now, don't picture it, okay? I got up out of bed and I put my shoes on and I went outside. I said, don't picture it, Miss Linda. I got up and I went outside. You know what I saw? I saw rain blowing around our house like this. You know what I did? Lord, we need your hands to overshadow us at this time. Went back in, put my shoes off, went back to bed. Wasn't anything to worry about, wasn't anything to do. I mean, I couldn't stop it. We had very minor damage. The Lord blessed us. I didn't have to worry about it because I knew whatever it was that happened, either I don't need it or God will give me what I need to fix it. So he gives us rest and we don't have to fear. We don't have to be in bondage to fear. He says, take my yoke upon you. Well, what must you do to come to him and dedicate or rededicate your life? First of all, you have to come down the aisle to him. Now, I'm not saying you have to talk to me. You can go to one of the prayer benches. But he says, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. First, you have to deny yourself. Deny who you are in the world, and be who God created you to be. Then you have to take up your cross and follow him. You have to assume responsibility to yourself and to your God. God needs us to take the message to those who sit in darkness. It's our job to take this same message to those who sit in darkness. He says to learn of me. Learn of me. The more we know Him, the more we want to walk with Him. The more we want to walk with Him, the more we love Him. Why is that? He gives us rest for our weary soul, and He comforts us. You know that song about hand in hand with Christ my Savior? Can you imagine walking through where a tornado hit and looking at all of the damage on the street that you live on? And you're walking hand in hand with Him, telling Him, "Thank you, Lord." And when you get to your house, it's whole and complete. No damage at all. Hand in hand with Jesus. You have to remember to allow Him to work in your life instead of you trying to work miracles. Because I got to tell you, I can't. I'm 73 years old and haven't performed a miracle yet. Don't ever plan to. But I could just picture walking hand in hand with Jesus, looking at the things that we have to look at. Gary and I, when we used to patrol for the sheriff's office, we would get up, drive through. We'd drive down the same road probably 10 times a week. But you go down that road and you look at the things. I don't care if it's a cloudy, rainy day, or if it's a beautiful, sunshiny day, or you got snow on the ground. I don't care. You look out and you thank the Lord for what you see. You thank the Lord for sending His love to us. And it will rest your soul. We can learn of Him by studying the Bible. We have a good time in our Sunday school class. We're going through 1 John verse by verse. And we are learning all the time something new. Every time I've read through the Bible, I've kept a list of things that I learned in that reading that weren't in any of the readings that I've done before. You know why? The Bible speaks to you as you are. If you're hurting, that's what you're going to get out of the verse. If you're weary, that's what you're going to get out of the verse. If you're troubled, that's what you're going to get out of the verse. Because the Bible will give you what you need when you read it. Problem is, you have to read it. You've got to pick it up, blow the dust off of it, and read it. If we're willing to learn, He'll teach us to pray. That's what He told His disciples when they asked Him to teach them to pray. He'll teach you how to treat people. He'll teach you how to treat people who do not know God. And He'll teach you how to treat the brothers and sisters in the church. He will teach you all of the things that you need that you might be a blessing to someone else. A true blessing. So I'm going to ask you to stand. God's calling each of us this morning in His own way, and He's calling you through whatever the need is right now in your heart. If you've never met Him, He'll give you all that He has promised to you. If you need to renew that friendship and lordship with Him, His arms are open this morning. If you need prayer or healing for Him this morning, I'll ask you to come down. If God is calling you to join us in fellowship by joining this church, He's calling you this morning to step out and obey His faithful call. The altar is open for you to come this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for the love that You give. We thank You for the blessings that we have received. We thank you, Father, that we know that Jesus died on the cross for us. And Father, we thank you that we're covered by the blood of the Lamb. I ask you, Lord, to touch those that need a touch this morning. Those that need healing this morning, give them a touch, Father. Those who have problems of the world, I ask you, Lord, to settle their broken hearts. I ask us all in Jesus' name. Amen.